This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The Quran is replete with exhortations to spend in the path of Allah. من ذا الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا. Who from amongst you will give Allah a good loan? Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu comes running to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إن الله يستقرضنا وهو غني عن القرض. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have I understood this ayah correctly? Is Allah asking us for a loan? Whereas Allah is independent and self-sufficient. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, نعم يريد أن يدخلكم الجنة به. Allah is providing you with an added opportunity to get you into Jannah. And the scholars say the reason why Allah referred to donation in this ayah as a loan, simply because the repayment of your donation is guaranteed. And Allah also referred to it as a good loan, which means give the Almighty happily, passionately and sincerely and not reluctantly. There's a very profound quotation in the Urdu language which goes as follows. Sadqa usi ki musibat dur karta hai, jise sadqa nikalna musibat na lage. That charity will only avert the difficulty of that person who does not consider charity to be a difficulty. You don't consider it a burden, then you will see how Allah will lighten your burdens through charity. But today I share with you a very amazing incident of one of the great companions, radiallahu anhum, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu. On a particular instance, he was unwell. So he said to his family that I'm feeling to eat some fish. So they said, that's fine. فَالْتَمَسُوا لَهُ They started looking in the close-by shops where they could get some fish. فَلَمْ يَجِدُوا إِلَّا حُوتًا وَاحِدًا Finally, they managed to secure one fish. Presented to his wife, Safiya bint Abi Ubaid, صَنَعَتْهُ According to the norm and the custom amongst them, she prepares the dish and presents the food to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Now bear in mind, he's unwell, he's been feeling to eat fish. With great difficulty, they find the fish. When he's just about to consume the meal, there's a knock on the door. Who's at the door? It's a beggar. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, welcome him in, usher him in. And as he's brought in, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu takes the entire dish and he hands it over to the beggar. So the entire family say to him, عَنَّيْتَنَا وَمَعَنَا زَادٌ نُعْطِيهِ أَوْ نُعْطِيهِ دِرْهَمًا فَهُوَ أَنْفَعْ لَهُ Oh Abdullah ibn Umar, we took great pain and difficulty to get this food so that you can enjoy the meal of your choice and we can appease the beggar with a dirham or we can give him something else. وَقْضِي شَهْوَتَكَ أَنْتَ And you fulfill your passion and your desire. He said, شَهْوَتِي مَا أُرِيد My desire is what I want. And I want at this moment that this meal which I was desirous of, passionate for and looking forward to, I want to donate it in the path of the Almighty. Subhanallah. That is the optimum and that is the ultimate. We ask the Almighty to give us that passion and that spirit to spend from the best of what Allah has given us and even greater to part from that which is most beloved to us. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.